Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day and welcome to the A Small World Earnings Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Lucher, CEO of A Small World. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Jennifer. I would like to welcome everyone to this earnings call for the first half of 2019, and I would also like to thank you for your continued interest in A Small World. My name is Jan Lucher. I'm the Chief Executive Officer, and I will lead you through today's call. The basis for this call will be the presentation named 2019 H1 Results Presentation. In case you have not yet downloaded this document, you can find a link to it in this morning's press release or go straight to our corporate website, which is www.asmallworldag.com. And you will find it under /financial-reports. And during this call, I will touch on the operational and financial highlights for the first half of the year. As usual, I will also present a few select deep dives to provide additional context. And I will also give you an outlook of our priorities for the remainder of 2019 and going into 2020. In the end, we will also open up for a brief Q&A session, should there be any questions. Good. Starting on page number two, I would like to briefly recap what a small world does and what our vision is. Our vision is to build the world's leading travel and lifestyle community. We are focusing on experiences, the modern-day definition of luxury, as we believe. And centered around the Small World social network, we operate a digital travel and lifestyle ecosystem, which aims to inspire and enable our members to make new connections, travel better, and experience more. On page number three, you can see this travel and lifestyle ecosystem as it currently exists. There are seven businesses making up that ecosystem. At the center is A Small World, our social network, which attracts customers with a high willingness to spend on experiences. And this in turn creates demand for our other travel and lifestyle businesses, ranging from events to bespoke travel arrangements. We are currently working on creating demand for the English language service of First Class and More, as well as on developing an integrated hotel booking engine based on the technology of Luxury Baird, our latest acquisition, but I will provide more details on this later. Moving on to the operational highlights for the first half of the year on page number five. We introduced a brand new Small World iOS app to increase our user engagement and member attention. This took place in June after more than 12 months of development. Also in June, we launched First Class and More International to bring the smart luxury travel service to an English-speaking audience. In February, we acquired Luxury Baird, a travel agency focused on luxury travel, to provide online hotel booking to our members, which is currently in development. And at the same time, we took over the management of the iconic North Island resort in the Seychelles with a newly created subsidiary called A Small World Hospitality. As for the financial results on page number six, our operational progress resulted in strong revenue growth of 45% for the first half of the year. From 3.9 million Swiss francs in the first half of 2018, we came to 5.7 million for the first half of 2019. And I'm also excited to announce that our EBITDA margin turned positive. Compared to the first half of 2018, it increased by 45 percentage points from -36% to +9%. And this despite the ongoing investments into the business, as I mentioned, the app Luxury Baird International, Luxury Baird and First Class and More International. The net income also turned positive. It came in at 0.3 million versus -1.9 million in the period a year ago. During the first 6 months of the year, our member base grew from 47,800 members to 54,900 members at the end of June. And our cash position at the end of June was 6.3 billion Swiss francs. After the operational and financial highlights, we are now moving on to the reporting of the two business units. In case you joined this call late, the basis for this presentation is a presentation named 2019 H1 Results Presentation, and you can download it from our corporate website. Page number eight, the subscriptions business experienced strong growth of 80% year on year. The reason for this strong growth were the growth in membership from 47,800 to 54,900 since the beginning of the year. Also, we sold more premium memberships during this period than the period last year, and also the contribution from First Class and More, the acquisition was noticeable during this period. All these three factors contributed to a very strong increase in sales in this business segment of 80%. Moving on to page number nine, I would like to highlight two important developments in the subscription section. The first one is the launch of our brand new iOS app for Small World. After 12 months of design and development, we finally introduced this new app in June. And if you're following this presentation on screen, you can click on the image on the screen and it will take you to video, which showcases the new features and the new design of the app. Page 10 gives you a visual impression of what the new app looks like and the selection of the features that our members can enjoy with this new app. We completely redesigned the look and feel. We streamlined the user interface to make it easier to navigate the app, and we also expanded the app's functionality during the process. The app also marks a shift in our design process from a web-first to an app-first approach. As more and more of our users are using our services on their phones, we made the app our primary design platform. This means that new features will be introduced on the app first and only then integrated into the website, whereas before we developed for the website first and then moved the services to the app. So that's a very big change for us in the background. And one important new feature of the app that I want to highlight is the discovery mode, which allows members to connect with each other for social, dating, or business purposes. You can see a screenshot of the discovery modes on the left image on your screen. This new mode makes it even easier and more fun for members to make new connections while traveling or in their home city. And this is really one of the primary purposes to be part of a Small World. So we're very proud that we upgraded this functionality drastically. Besides that, we obviously improved many other smaller things in the app. And what's great to see is that not only we believe that we have a product that is now very competitive and cutting edge, but on page number 11, I have also inserted a screenshot from our discussion forums, which shows what members think of the app. And the feedback so far was overwhelmingly positive. And we use this as encouragement to continue to build and expand our features in the app and on the platform. Besides the new app, we have also developed the English language service of First Class and More, outlined on page number 12. We launched the service in June. The goal here is to bring the great service that already exists for a German-speaking audience to a much larger audience. So the English language site, which went live in June, will give us now access to a much larger audience and many more potential customers, and will lead to growth. And it allows us to integrate First Class and more into Small World and start the cross-selling. I mean, so far, not a lot of cross-selling has happened from Small World into First Class and More because it was a purely German-speaking service, our German language service, but now that it's sort of started in English as well, we can start promoting the service to the Small World audience, where we believe that many of them will be interested in the service and become subscriber in this new website. We will introduce In September, also the paid memberships. So June was a soft launch. So it was basically just a basic service, but without any paid memberships. But this month we're launching the paid memberships, and at that point we can really ramp up the promotion for the service. After the highlights from the subscription segments, we're now moving on to the services segment on page 14. The services segment grew by 2% as budgeted. We increased the profitability of the segment by 5 percentage points. The focus here really was on building a more comprehensive setup. So it's a transition period for the online and offline travel services. To achieve that, we acquired Luxury Baird in February, which required quite a bit of a change in the team structure and significant investments, and which we will continue to build, and I will provide a bit more details on that on page number 15. As mentioned, we want to build a more comprehensive travel offering, and for this purpose, we acquired a UK-based travel agency called Luxury Baird in February. Luxury Baird owns an online hotel booking platform specializing in the world's best luxury hotels. We are integrating this platform into a small app and website. This is an ongoing process where we are honing the platform. We're building a new front end. Members will then have the ability to book luxury hotels directly from a Small World in the app or the website. And we're targeting a launch in late 2019, so still this year, but towards the end of the year. And this obviously will further increase our service revenue potential and complete the ASW private setup, which we already had with bespoke travel arrangement offering. So the more traditional high-touch travel agency services. We will also make the online hotel booking available to non-members to increase the size of our potential customer base and also to attract members from the outside to become a Small World members in the future. Page 16 explains why we are so keen on expanding our travel offering. In April, we did a travel survey with our members around their travel behavior, and based on their feedback, we are estimating that our members spend about 1.1 billion Swiss francs for hotel nights per year. About 430 million are estimated to be business related, which is a slice of the travel pie that we won't target, but that still leaves 680 million in leisure spend, which is about 90 million in commissions. And that's what we want to go after with a travel offering. And to be clear, we don't have the illusion here that we can capture this entire volume, but if we manage to get 5% of what our members spend in leisure, that's already 4.5 million in commission, which would allow us to significantly grow our service business. And if we open this platform up to non-members, that number might go up even more. So we are building here a travel setup that we really think will set the Small World up as a differentiated travel agency in the long run. Moving on to page number 17. In February, at the same time where we acquired Luxury Baird, we also founded ASW Hospitality as a hotel management company, which will run hotels for the hotel operations for the owner. And we have a first hotel, we're called North Island in the Seychelles, which became the first hotel under Small World Management. North Island is a very famous resort because Prince William and Kate have spent their honeymoon there. So it's a really well-known and prestigious property. We fully took over the management during the transition period, which was concluded this month, and are fully in charge of the operations of the resort. The resort will also become a luxury collection hotel, part of Marriott's portfolio, with whom we have a marketing and distribution partnership. The target is that it will be bookable through the Marriott system starting October this year. Longer term, the goal is to expand our hotel collection, or the hotels that Small World is managing, to 3, 4, 5 hotels over the next 2 years. We already have a few hotels that are interested to become managed by us as we bring the expertise, as well as many potential customers through the Small World network. And we will evaluate which hotels we will take on. But we expect that the number of hotels that we manage will go up to 2 or 3 by the same period next year. After this operational update, let's move on to the more detailed financial update for the first half of the year. For the coming slides, I will highlight a few important metrics and changes which will allow you to more easily understand our results. A more comprehensive financial report for the first half of the year is also available for download on our investor website. Starting with the income statement on page number 19, as we have seen, sales increased by 45% year-on-year due to robust growth in the subscription segment. On the cost side, personal expenses also increased, mainly due to the addition of staff. That was primarily due to First Class and More and Luxury Baird. For other operating expenses, they were impacted by the acquisition of costs related to Luxury Baird, which are about 500,000 Swiss francs. Overall, however, the EBIT margin improved by 45 percentage points to 9%, or half a million Swiss francs of EBITDA for the first half of the year. And as also mentioned, the net result improved by almost 2.2 million to 0.3 million Swiss francs for the period. Now moving on to the balance sheet on page 20. Not many aspects to highlight on the asset side. The cash position increased slightly to 6.3 million over the period, and the balance sheet size was maintained despite the acquisition of Luxury Baird. So no changes to the size of the balance sheet. On page 21, the second part of the balance sheet, here are a few more notes. Other short-term liability positions are obligations which came from the First Class and More acquisition. So that's the big position in there. Accrued liabilities decreased slightly due to the reduced travel activity we had during the transition period in H1 with the acquisition of Luxury Baird and the team changes. Long-term financial liabilities is the financing provided by ASW Capital, our anchor investor, which went up by about 1 million during the period, mainly for the investments into Luxury Baird. The long-term provisions in the balance sheet are for performance-related earnouts from the acquisition of First Class and More and Luxury Baird. And we still have negative equity in our balance sheet, which is something that we always need to explain. The reason for that is we chose to write off First Class and More and Luxury Baird entirely. So we didn't activate any goodwill, but wrote it off at the point of the purchase, not to have a big goodwill position in our balance sheet and to then write it off over the years. So that's the reason for this negative equity. It's also worth mentioning that the write-off of Luxury Baird led to a decrease in equity despite profit. So this accounting process practice is the reason for that. Moving to the cash flow statement on page 22, operating cash flow improved to minus 0.1 million versus minus 1.1 million in the previous year. Cash flow from investing activities had saw very little activity or changes. And then for the second part of the cash flow statement on page number 23, also, no financing activity during the first half of the year, no capital increases or anything similar, and net cash increased by 0.3 million due to the positive net results of the company during the first half of the year. Looking forward, we have a recap of our operational priorities for the rest of the year on page 25. In short, we want to further expand our travel and lifestyle offering and improve our tech setup as well to drive growth. And specifically, we will develop and integrate the online hotel booking into the Small World environment to offer online hotel bookings to our members and non-members before the end of the year, based on the technology from Luxury Bear. Also, we will launch the paid memberships for First Class and More International to capitalize on the new English language website, which will start this month. We will also develop the Android app for Small World to offer a consistent user experience across the platform. So the introduction of the iOS app happened in June, where we got a lot of positive feedback, and we have our developers working on the Android app version, which has to play catch up. And so by late fall, we will have a consistent user experience across the different mobile platforms, which is something that obviously Android users have been asking for now that they've seen that the iOS user got a new brand new app. So we'll conclude that end of fall. And we will also introduce editorial content to the Small World platform to create original travel content for our members and non-members. And we will use that to inspire them. We will also connect that with the online hotel booking to drive sales. And we will make this original content also available to non-members to drive traffic through SEO and other channels to our website and to drive member growth. With all these initiatives, we are confident that we will achieve our revenue guidance of 12 to 12.5 million Swiss francs for the year. And we believe that we will also reach a member base of between 56 and 58,000 members by the end of the year, as previously stated. So we reiterate our guidance that we had given at the beginning of the year. And this concludes the presentation part of this call, and I would open up the call for any questions that any one of you may have.
Yes, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, that is star one on your telephone keypad. And we'll go first to Marie-Theresa Grubner with HNN Investment Banking.
Yes, good afternoon. I do have a couple of questions. First of all, can you give us an indication of how much M&A costs were actually in this EBITDA number for the first half? Should I give you the most important questions I have all in one go, and then you can ask them one by one, or how should I do this?
Hey, Marisa, hi. Can we go one by one so I can I can keep them in my head? Okay, good.
All right, okay. So first of all, the M&A cost component in EBITDA in the first half.
Yeah. So it's about 500,000 for Luxury Bear, maybe slightly more than that that came in. It's part is acquisition cost for the company when we took over some of their debt, and then part is obviously financing the staff because they're not a profitable company during the first half of the year. So I think if the question is what would our EBITDA would have looked like without the acquisition, I think it would have looked 500,000 Swiss francs better.
Okay, so 1 million. And then this means in the second half, I mean, I guess in light of all the investments you have ahead of you, it's going to be less than a million, probably 0.4 or 0.5 again. Or what should one expect?
For the full year or the second half?
For the second half. For the second half, given all the investment initiatives you still have ahead of you.
Yeah, it's look, I mean, we achieve profitability now, and we want to maintain that. At the same time, there's a reason why we're not giving earnings guidance, because the business at a stage where it needs investment in different parts of the business. Having said that, so I want to be positive as well for the second half, so that for the full year, we will come in somewhere between maybe 500,000 and a million. However, this is not an official guidance, and we will not necessarily stick to it depending
okay.
on where the business needs in investment. Because my primary focus right now is to set up the travel for which we are very hopeful that the service business will catch up, right? So we've seen that the service business has been lagging during the first half of the year compared to the subscriptions. And so that's a conscious investment in the transition of the setup. And next year, we will actually, with that potential that we have, want to catch up heavily with services. But so that's just for additional context. And we want to make sure we're ready for that.
Okay. In terms of your cash needs in the second half, I mean, it's great that you could slightly increase your cash on hand, 6.3 million after one first half. Do we expect something? What kind of capex or investments you would expect in the second half to eat into this cash balance?
Actually, not much, to be honest. I think so. We have parts of it should be able to finance through the business. So I don't think we have massive capex cost other than the developers and the basically our internal development teams plus what we right now need a few external ones for some of the travel stuff where we need experts that sort of do that for us. But it won't be a drastic amount that in terms of capex, or let's say it will be in the usual range of capex that we usually have, which is when our tech team bids about 400,000 or 500,000, right? Sort of we won't have a ton more than that, to be honest, at this point.
Okay. You mentioned that you sold more premium, both at FCM. I mean, I guess it's more at ASW. You used to disclose some kind of ARPU. Do you want to say anything about ARPU, given that it's something you disclosed in the past?
I know we disclosed in the past. So if you want the number, I didn't put in the presentation for the last 12 months rolling. So meaning first half of 2019 and for the second half of 2018, we had an ARPU of 240 per member. Mm-hmm. So that's slightly higher than what we had reported in the past. We're not using it as a, we're not using it as a management number anymore that we want to steer or that we want to sort of move towards. I mean, in the end, we really want to increase it overall with the services, right? As we always said, that was always the goal. But I think it just has to be that balancing act between like getting members in and creating revenue with them. So I decided not to include in the last two presentations, but we calculated for it's 240 for the last 12 months rolling.
Okay. Do you want to say anything about subscriber number expected for next year or subscriber growth expected in 2020? Do you have a feel for that, or is there anything you want to disclose at this point?
No.
No.
Other than we were targeting roughly the same growth in the subscribers. So for this year it was a 20% is roughly a 20% increase that we're targeting. We now grew a bit faster in the first half of the year. We'll see how we do it in the second half. So that's why we haven't increased the guidance for the members number yet, because we want to make sure we will be able to get there. And I would say we're going to target in the same range of 20% for next year. But we will sort of update this closer to the when we get closer to next year.
Okay. And then, the final question is, how much goodwill overall were Luxury, Baird, and FCM together? How much did you write off against equity?
I have to get back to you on that. I don't want to give you a wrong number.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, great. No, that's all from my side. And no worries. I'll expect that at some later today then. Thank you very much, Jan.
I'll reach out to you, Marie. Thank you.
And once again, that's star one for questions. And at this time, there are no questions in queue.
Good. Well, then I'd say we close here. Thank you very much for your interest. And we will continue to develop Small World as the world's leading travel and lifestyle community. Thank you very much.
This does conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation.